the sports talk with Devin Wade briefcase.
Viking Harry, round teams,
and any given Sunday, anything can happen.
What we think so far?
Lakers, were they oversold?
Welcome to the Sports Talk with Devin Wade briefcast.
Recently, Stephen A. Smith made waves, stirred up a bit of controversy with statements made on his podcast and doubled down on his appearance with right-wing Fox News Channel host Sean Hannity. What was different about these controversial comments is that it wasn't in regards to his unhealthy obsession with the Dallas Cowboys or another beef with the NBA's Kevin Durant. These comments were about politics, and more specifically, his utter disgust with Democrats' use of the system in lieu of real policy to attempt to stem the tide of Donald Trump's momentum leading up to November's presidential election. So let me get this straight. Democrats don't have a strategy to beat Trump, so they persecute him by prosecuting him. What the f*** is he talking about? He also claimed that black folks can relate to Trump because of these court cases, because we've seen our people, especially black leaders, suffer when the system is politically and unjustly used against them. So these indictments and civil trial L's that Trump is taking are endearing because it harkens back to Martin Luther King, John Lewis, and countless others. Again, I ask, what in the entire f*** is he talking about? But wait, before you start humming Negro spirituals and praying to the picture of black Jesus on Good Times, let's be reminded, Trump is on trial because he has been indicted for several different crimes in different jurisdictions. And a few of these alleged crimes involve people who have already pled guilty and have actually done jail time. But I digress. If you're looking for signs of a strategy or messaging from the Democrats, just start with the State of the Union address and in subsequent speeches and statements and through direct surrogates, the president and other Democrats have made a case for what he has done and what he will do in his next term. Now, obviously, all of these messages haven't broken through the MAGA silo. But let's talk about Stephen A. Smith for a second. Now, I won't ever say to him or anyone else, stay in your lane or just keep it about sports. He's a grown-ass man. He could talk about what he wants, when he wants, anywhere he wants. That's his business. And hey, man, if his friend is Sean Hannity, he could say it with his chest. He doesn't have to sheepishly grin and only acknowledge it when prodded. Claim your boy and say whatever you want to say, even if that means muddying the narratives to create apathy among black voters leading into the presidential election. He's not the first one to do it, and he won't be the last. And he can do all of that. But one thing he cannot do is speak for black folks. Now, if you are speaking for black folks, I want to know, what black folks are you speaking for? Stephen A. Smith is a very rich, very, very famous man and has been for a long, long time. He's been on TV since 2005, and in 2019, he reportedly signed a $60 million deal with ESPN. That's not to mention endorsements, the podcast, his other streams of income. The dude is loaded, and he moves in very affluent circles. After all, he's friends with the aforementioned Sean Hannity and other rich millionaires. So I ask again, what black folks is he speaking for? Is Stephen A. speaking for black folks for Trump? Is he speaking for black disconnected millionaires? Is he speaking for black folks who don't have any f***ing idea about the government or politics in the least? Or is he speaking for black insurrectionists? Because he's not speaking for the vast majority of law-abiding black folks who are politically competent and understand the difference between truth and buffoonery. They understand the difference between someone who's serious about his role as a world leader and a delusional, narcissistic, vile little man who's lied, cheated, and conned his way to the highest office in the land, exploiting the wave of a counter-revolution. Now, I'm not going to call Stephen A. Smith any names that we clearly associate with this sort of behavior, because after all, he can say what he wants to say, and African Americans are not a monolith. We have people of all varieties and all political leanings. I will say, in light of his comments, Stephen A. Smith is better served being ESPN's shock jock instead of being someone with political commentary that could very well be consequential and detrimental to this country come November. Now, if you want to hear someone really go in on the facts in regards to statements that Stephen A. Smith has made, I suggest you go to YouTube and check out Roland Martin. How do you feel about Stephen A. Smith's comments? Please give us a call at 832-941-6614 and leave a message. And check us out on social media. Be on the lookout for the next full episode of the Sports Talk with Devin Wade podcast. You may very well end up on the next episode. Until then, hey, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.